cursing himself for a fool. He flicked the switch that brought up the ramp, then sealed the cargo bay and evacuated it of oxygen. If anyone had gotten aboard, they would suffocate in there. He took the controls in hand and fired Fat Man's engines. The ship shot upward. He turned her as he rose, took a look back at the island. For a moment, he was confused by what he saw, but realization dawned. When Fat Man had lurched up and forward, the remaining straps securing the container of grenades had snapped, and the whole shipping container had slid right out the open landing ramp. He was lucky it hadn't exploded. The men who had ambushed him were gathered around the crate, probably wondering what was inside. A quick headcount put their number at 6, so he figured none had gotten on board Fat Man, and none of them seemed to be making for Arrigo's ship, so Zerid assumed they had no intention of pursuing him in the air. Maybe they were happy enough with the one container. Amateurs, then. Pirates, maybe. Zerid knew he would have to answer to Orin, his handler, not only for the deal going sour, but also for the lost grenades. Griffin treadmill just kept going faster and faster. He considered throwing Fat Man's ion engines on full, clearing Ord Mantell's gravity well, and heading into hyperspace, but changed his mind. He was annoyed, and thought he had a better idea. He wheeled the freighter around and accelerated. "Weapons going live," he said, and activated the over and under plasma cannons mounted on Fat Man's sides. The men on the ground, having assumed he would flee, did not notice him coming until he had closed to 500 meters. Faces stared up at him, hands pointed, and the men started to scramble. A few blaster shots from one of the men traced red lines through the sky, but a blaster could not harm the ship. Zerid took aim, the targeting computer centered on the crate.
"LZ is hot," he said, and lit him up.
For an instant, pulsing orange lines connected the ship to the island, the ship to the crate of grenades. Then, as the grenades exploded, the lines blossomed into an orange cloud of heat, light, and smoke that engulfed the area. Shrapnel pattered against the canopy, metal this time, not ice, and the shockwave rocked Fat Man slightly as Zerid peeled the ship off and headed skyward. He glanced back and saw 6 motionless, smoking forms scattered around the blast radius.
"That was for you, Arrigo."
He would still have some explaining to do, but at least he'd taken care of the ambushers. That had to be worth something to the exchange, or so he hoped.